From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. The dean of the University of Missouri College of Veterinary Medicine announced today that he will be stepping down from his current position effective August 15th. Neil Olson has been the dean of the MU College of Veterinary Medicine since 2007, and he will soon be taking a new position as the dean of the School of Veterinary Medicine for St. George's University in Granada. Olson calls this new position a, quote, opportunity of a lifetime.
I have spent 10 years here at MU. I'm very proud of the list of accomplishments. I feel are quite substantial and had a great team to work with. It's just a good opportunity, a good time to say goodbye and welcome the new opportunity.
Olson says there isn't a timeline to find his replacement yet, but he expects an interim dean to be announced soon. A trial date has been set for a former Central Missouri sheriff who is accused of pointing a weapon at a person at a bar. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports that a Boone County judge set the August 15th trial date for former Osage County Sheriff Michael Dixon during a hearing yesterday. He faces a misdemeanor charge of unlawful use of a weapon while intoxicated. Authorities allege that the incident occurred in March of 2016 at Hartsburg's Hitchin Post. Dixon resigned his job at the end of May 2016 and has pleaded not guilty to the charge. Last summer, Dixon surrendered his peace officer's license, and state officials say he cannot get it back. The interim chancellor and provost at the University of Missouri says she is not a candidate to become permanent chancellor. Chancellor and Provost Garnett Stokes, who took over May 3rd, said yesterday that she expects the new chancellor to be named within the next 2 weeks. Stokes said in an event Tuesday that she is not a candidate, but she did not say whether she had been interested or not. Stokes says the new chancellor will not try to restart a process that has already begun to help the university respond to an expected 12% cut in general funding spending in the coming fiscal year and to declining enrollment. A 22-member committee began meeting in January and planned to name a new chancellor by late spring or early summer. Turmoil continues at a suburban St. Louis school where several students were suspended after walking out in support of union teachers. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the students stood with signs outside Hazelwood West High School before classes today to protest the 5-day suspension of their classmates. Dozens of students walked out of class Monday for more than an hour to protest the school board's refusal to negotiate a contract with teachers. The district suspended those who walked out, saying that while their First Amendment rights are respected, disruptive behavior and violation of board policies cannot be condoned. On Tuesday night, a crowd of angry parents and students packed a school board meeting, only to have the board abruptly go into closed session and then suddenly adjourn. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.